WWA Mobile.
For HKX.
For HKX. KN4 VWA. Good morning, Patrick.
How are you?
On my way into my first doctor's appointment, and then I got to go do a little bit of work and make a little money, and then I get to come home for a while and go back for one more doctor's appointment. So, fun.
Just routine visits.
Following up on some stuff, and I'm hoping everything's going to be checking out just right. So, I'm 90% sure the second one is just a, you know, follow-up to make sure something hadn't done something, and it's just dormant. So, anyhow, I'm percolating right along. I'm like a bad habit. I just keep coming around.
Bad habit part, right?
You guys just don't love me no more.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hey, did you see that? You saw that text I sent you about Pelham Road at Bowling Springs.
I've been able to find it for in the 470s last week when I was down here. I didn't look this morning yet.
I doubt that it's going to come down anymore. And just as soon as our friend Putin decides he's going to do something else stupid, yeah, they'll jack it up some more. News this morning about them watching for him to do something chemical or biological?
I listened to the news this morning, a lot anyway.
Tell you what, that's the first morning I've listened to the news in almost a week, and I tell you what, it's just the same grind, and, you know, anyhow. Our illustrious leader's supposed to be going over to Europe pretty quick here and going to have a talk with NATO and see what their combined plans are, I guess. I hope they can draw this down to a conclusion soon.
Collect money from this time.
Ooh. You know him well, but I thought that's what he had Hunter for.
Our government as a whole is so corrupt, you can't believe any of them. And I feel it's done down to the local governments, too.
At some point, there will be a reckoning. Or they'll realize the public is pretty much fed up, and we'd better straighten up, at least look right for a while. But anyhow, it is what it is. Hey, but you know what? Everybody complains about our government. What's a better alternative?
Oh, I'm with you there. I don't know of any better alternative, but this one has gotten so corrupt anymore, it's hard to feel like it's doing the right thing.
Absolutely right on that one, but I'm 100% in with you on that. You know, it's depressing. But anyhow, in the meantime, today, it's going to be a good day. We're going to get some stuff done, and I'm going to get out of this traffic here. I can see a line of cars on Asheville Highway that extends from 26 all the way down to the traffic light at John Dodd Road, and I got to get through that, and I'll bet you it's just as bad going from John Dodd all the way out past that stupid school out here. I got a mega Baptist church out here that's running a school, and it just clogs everything up.
Come that way, Annie, so I'm glad of that.
You're fortunate you don't have to come over here and deal with this mess. Our city fathers and their advanced planning, their forward thinking. But in the meantime, today is going to be a good day. Hey, you know, it's supposed to be 70 and absolutely severe clear. And you know what? If the wind is down, I may try to go fly this afternoon.
You was going to say, right now, I mean, it's beautiful outside.
I don't think there's any wind out there right now. Boy, it got breezy over the weekend, didn't it?
For sure. Saturday was very breezy at the house.
You're down in that valley a little bit. Man, if you'd have been up there on those peaks, you'd have got blowed off the hill.
Still pretty rough down in the valley, but I couldn't imagine what it was like up on the peaks of the mountains.
It has to do with wind load, but man, you know, when we get wind like that, especially up at altitude, it is amazing what those big 1,000-foot towers can withstand. You know what?
And it's a lot to that cabling that's back to the ground on it.
Look at that. Those cables, you know, those guy wires. Man, I tell you, can you imagine the tension and the stress that those things stay under?
A bit. I mean, the slightest wind up that kind of height and the leverage it's got to be quite a bit.
I tell you what, it's something else up there. Hey, you know what? There's another spot I know of that they don't even bother putting towers on. Is up at Mount Mitchell. Man, I've been up there when it was blowing between 40 steady and 60 to gusts. Man, it blew you off of that tower. It was something else.
So it's pretty amazing what this planet is capable of.
Friday afternoon, I stopped over at the field, and the flying field where I fly, and they fly ultralights out of there, too. I call it Sloan International Airport. And it was hilarious, man. I tell you what, one of the guys that flies the ultralights comes in, and he lands, and he says, "Boy, sure is calm down here." It was blowing, you know, between 6 and 10 at the ground. He says, "I got up to about 3,000 feet, and I had to come down. It was blowing me around so bad, I was full throttle in one direction, and I could see the ground passing under me going backwards."
You want to catch me up in the air in one of those things?
Patrick, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. In this lifetime, you will never see me jump out of a perfectly good aircraft. And you will never see me hanging my butt off of 10 square yards of fabric. No, not going to happen.
That's not going to happen for me either.
It takes some nerve. It takes some nerve to get up there and do one of those things. Now, I'll go up in a regular fixed-wing aircraft, you know, like a Mooney or a Cessna or something like that. But, no, if the surface of the wing blows around in a breeze, no.
HKX, have you ever watched the wings on those little planes flex in the wind?
Yeah, let me tell you something, bud. It is amazing. See, those things have a set of wires that go out to the wingtips or out to the wing spar and come back into a central point as a spar and flex reinforcement. And let me tell you something. I've seen some of those guys coming in a good stiff wind. it looks like a buzzard flapping its wings.
I've sat right over the wing on a big plane. I think it was a 737, I believe is what it was. And you can watch the tips of it flexing as you're flying along in the air. So it's a pretty wild feeling.
Hey, Patrick, did that get to your pucker factor?
The flying part didn't bother me. The reason I don't like to fly is because I don't like to be herded like cattle and shipped like a sardine.
Middle of a big old cigar tube.
It's not for me. I don't like that closer quarters. I'm somewhat claustrophobic.
tell you something. There was this movie my wife was watching, and this little old girl managed to find a pipe, about a 18-inch drain pipe that she escaped from this guy out of. And buddy, let me tell you what, I could not watch her going down that 18-inch pipe. I go, no, I can't watch this. And that snakes on TV. If it has no legs and moves along the ground, it's a target.
Funny, but I'm with you. I don't mind them as long as I can see them, but if they sneak up on me or surprise me, yeah, I'm with you. It's a good one's a dead one.
Upset with me about a year and a half ago. About a 5.5 or 6 foot black snake comes wriggling its way up into the backyard, and I ran in the house, grabbed my 12 gauge, and I went back out there. Boom, boom. It's still moving. Boom, boom, boom. That's 5. I got 3 more in this thing. Well, the head's still kind of flexing around a little bit. Boom, boom. 1 left. Oh, okay, I blowed the head completely off. She says, yeah, the head went over there. And why did you kill a black snake? They get the mice and such. I said, it moves without legs. It's a target.
See, like I said, as long as I can see them, I'm not too bad. When they surprise me, it's another story.
Well, listen, bud, I'm about to arrive at my destination. And I'm going to go in here and get poked and prodded real good. So I'm going to let you go. And you be careful out there in the morning traffic. You know, it just seems like on Mondays everybody has to be retrained on how to drive. So you take it easy, be safe out there, and watch out for the nitwits. They walk amongst us. I'll talk to you again soon, maybe today. KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
You have a good day. Good to talk to you this morning, and I'm already sitting here waiting for my first stop to get here. So I'm safe for the moment. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
KV4 FCM. KD4 FDIW4 FCM.